live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service continue to work to contain a major blaze at Foyle Port in Derry. €6.3 million has been spent in the northwest so far in the battle against COVID-19. A Donegal public inn has urged the government to proceed with the opening of pubs on August the 10th, saying there is an epidemic of loneliness facing rural areas. And Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty has hit out at the Taoiseach after he allegedly made a very serious allegation about the funding of the Sinn Féin Deputy Leader's constituency office. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly. But first in news, crews from the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service continue to work to contain a major blaze at Foyle Port in Derry this evening. A major incident was declared after the blaze broke out at a large green shed shortly before 11 o'clock this morning. 12 appliances and 46 firefighters are being assisted by high-reach aerial appliances and a command support vehicle. Group Commander William Johnston says they are working closely with the harbour master to contain the fire. People are being asked to avoid the area and local residents are being urged to keep doors and windows closed. No new coronavirus-related deaths have been recorded in Northern Ireland for the 16th day in a row. It means the death toll there stands at 556. The latest figures show there have been 9 new cases in the last 24 hours. It's emerged that 105 people have been told they were in close contact with a confirmed case of COVID-19 through the HSE's Tracker app. Almost 1.5 million people have registered to use the app, which is designed to contain the spread of the virus. It comes as 40 new coronavirus cases were confirmed in Ireland yesterday, the highest number in weeks. The median age of the new cases is 33. Professor Sam McConkey from the Royal College of Surgeons says they could pass it on to the older generation.
It is, in some ways, thankfully, in younger people, because at least, you know, we're not seeing people dying from it yesterday. We're seeing young people who are infectious and could spread it. So it's a matter of all of us together, including young and old, looking after each other.
95% of people in Donegal who have been contacted for COVID-19 testing have shown up, according to latest figures from the HSC. However, concern still remains over those not turning up. Dr. Niamh Deaver is warning that contact tracing and stopping the spread of the virus can only be effective if everyone presents to the centre.
I mean, we will always aim to get 100% of people to attend, but, you know, I would just like to acknowledge those efforts. However, Dr. Lorraine Doherty, who is the National Clinical Director for Health Protection at the HSE, has expressed conditionally not turning up for tests. And as we know, this is a very contagious virus, and the contact tracing system aims to identify contacts of confirmed cases with a view to getting those people tested and then to either restrict their movement or to self-isolate if they do develop symptoms. And this was all, is all with a view to help stop further the spread of the virus. And I suppose the fact that we see people starting to not show up for tests concerns us, in that we feel that maybe people are developing a sense of complacency about the virus, and, you know, an idea that maybe it's gone away. It hasn't gone away. Coronavirus and its disease, COVID-19, is still very much with us, and we're seeing that now with other countries and cities around the world starting to reintroduce measures.
Opposition parties have welcomed a government U-turn that means people travelling to green list countries won't lose their social welfare payments. The government announced the change this morning in response to the backlash after people who travelled abroad had their pandemic payments suspended. People can now travel to green list countries without having their payments stopped, or those not on the list if it's essential travel. In the Shannon, Sinn Féin's Alicia McCallion criticised the approach the government has taken.
Seriously, what is going on within the cabinet of chaos? There have been more flip-flops in the government's position over the past few weeks than there have been flip-flops sold in pennies this summer.
A Donegal publican has urged the government to proceed with the opening of pubs on August the 10th, saying there is an epidemic of loneliness facing rural areas. Speaking to Kieran O'Donnell on Highland Radio's Business Matters podcast, Johnny McGuinness of McGuinness's Bar in Culdaff said the past number of months has been devastating not only for pubs but also for their customers. He said the importance of the pub needs to be acknowledged and understood.
In answering your question as to what we missed the most over the last number of months while we've been closed. I'd have to say that it's the banter, the crack, the laughter, it's the camaraderie between the customers and the staff. It's the friendships that have been lost, or at least curtailed and restricted over that period of time. And we must be cognizant of the fact that there's a new epidemic coming very quickly, and that's an epidemic of loneliness. And it's time to let the local pub reopen again and provide that safe environment for people to come and have those friendships and have those experiences and share in that laughter in a safe environment that we can all provide in your local pub.
The HSE has confirmed that a total of €6.3 million has been spent in the Northwest so far in the battle against COVID-19. The team in the Northwest has also confirmed that further preparations are underway to deal with a potential second wave. Owen Murphy has more.
According to new figures, the response to the outbreak in the Northwest and reconfiguration of services cost €3.5 million. €1.7 million was spent on equipment and appliances, while primary care assessment hubs and testing in the region has so far cost €1.1 million. The HSE in the Northwest has looked to reinforce the infrastructure in preparation for a second potential wave of COVID-19. In the absence of definitive treatment like a vaccine or proven pharmaceutical therapy, Community Health Organisation Area 1 is following the expert advisory group's advice and is looking to improve support in public health by enhancing the communicable disease surveillance, bolstering case management and data entry teams, utilising the new COVID tracker app and incorporating evolving evidence into all messaging about a potential second wave to the public.
Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty has hit out at the Taoiseach after he allegedly made a very serious allegation about the funding of the Sinn Féin Deputy Leader's constituency office. A huge row ensued between Deputy Doherty and Micheál Martin in the Dáil Chamber yesterday as politicians' salaries were being discussed. The Taoiseach was speaking about the independence of the Dáil when Deputy Doherty took offence to his comments about the funding of his office in Donegal.
Resume your seat, Deputy.
What? There could be amount of illegality by the teacher here because he cannot defend the situation when on one hand he is cutting payments for pup recipients who are travelling abroad and then stand over the defence of your own payment and pay the super duty.
You're out of order, Deputy. Deputy, you're out of order. Deputy. Deputy, you are out of order. Deputy. Deputy. Deputy, please resume your seat. Deputy Doherty, please resume your seat. Deputy Michael Lowry, please. Resume your seat.
I'm asking you to protect me in this chamber. The Taoiseach has made a very serious allegation in relation to the funding of my constituency office as a member of this House representing the people of Donegal, suggesting that it is funded through illegal sources. You said it is funded from America, which would be illegal in this jurisdiction to fund the operation.
Well, okay, sit down. Resume your seat, please. Taoiseach, will you resume your seat? Will you resume your seat? Taoiseach, do you wish to clarify that matter?
I make no allegation in terms of you doing anything illegal whatsoever, but I do note it has been publicly said American support of Sinn Féin constituency offices in Donegal. If you're saying there was absolutely none, I'll accept your clarification of that, but it was publicly stated. On the record, people saying that they thanked the beneficiaries who helped them to develop the office and so on. Just as, by the way...
Thank you, Taoiseach. Deputy Michael Lowry, please. Please, Deputy.
The full exchange between the Taoiseach and Deputy Doherty is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Two men have died following a crash in County Monaghan. The single vehicle collision happened on the R181 between Castle Blaney and Loch Eggish just before 2:30 this afternoon. The two men who were in the car, one in his 30s and the other in his 40s, died at the scene. The Western Regional Health Forum has been told that all of the 19 short-stay beds are open and staffed in Letterkenny University Hospital. Councillor Jerry McMonagall was also told that 37 additional nurses were employed since the beginning of COVID-19, 23 of whom were offered permanent contracts. 31 doctors were employed over the same period and one permanent consultant gastroenterologist has commenced employment. Councillor McMonagall says that's to be welcomed, but has expressed concern that after 38 extra beds were commissioned during the pandemic, there's no funding to keep them open for the winter.
Up until pandemic hit, there was a recruitment embargo, and we're having great difficulty in getting the necessary staff to manage and service the beds at the hospital. So yes, I was happy with that, and it's good that the vast majority of them are on permanent contracts. But I was a wee bit worried when they talked then about the fact that there was 40 beds now empty in the hospital, and but they were hoping and had put in for money to recruit further staff for the winter period. 2-3 months' time, we'll be in the winter period, and we all know the demand that comes on the hospital then. So I would be hopeful that we would get more monies and be able to recruit more nurses and doctors so we can service the 40 beds that they are saying are now available.
Have you had clarification? Are they beds that were always available as such, or are they beds that have actually effectively been closed in the past number of months?
It's hard to work that out, Donald, but what they're saying is that during the COVID period, they utilised empty wards that was in the hospital, and they were able to get these 40 extra beds out of them. And they were set aside for COVID use. But as we move in now to the winter, and hopefully, you know, the demands on the hospital in relation to COVID have reduced somewhat. They're anxious that they haven't got the staff for them beds yet. It was all year round there, where we were having people in trolleys and lying in corridors, and we want to move away from that, and we can't afford to be in that situation.
Nursing home residents can now have as many nominated visitors as they wish. New guidelines have been issued to residential care facilities, which say it's no longer necessary to restrict nominated visitors to just two people. They can also visit more than once a week, provided their care home can facilitate multiple visits. CEO of Age Action Ireland, Patrick Connolly, says the COVID lockdown was a very difficult time for all involved.
And I think families, remember, provide a level of oversight in nursing homes that adds to the existing, you know, standards of care, etc. But and during a time like COVID, when there's been so many issues in regard to people's well-being and obviously the terrible numbers of deaths that we've seen, it's been very stressful for families not to be able to access their family member.
There are urgent calls for major safety issues to be addressed on a busy back road in the Lifford Stranorla Municipal District. The route between Crossroads and Stranorla is said to have serious problems with congestion, speeding, poor surface and overhanging trees. It has led to calls on the new Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan, to immediately upgrade the road to regional status so that it can be deemed eligible for appropriate funding. Local councillor Patrick McGowan says several studies have proven that it needs to have an elevated status.
The criteria used to define if a road is a regional road or a national primary, a national secondary, should be all on the volume of traffic and how they say this. And as I say, we've got studies carried a long, long time ago to say that the amount of traffic that's carried on this road, it should be a regional road. And if it is a regional road then, and the minister allows that, then we can then look for extra funding.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
And at 5:15, it's time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with local soccer, and ahead of Friday's Premier Division restart against Sligo Rovers, Derry City have further boosted their squad with two more new signings, strike having recently been in the books of Crawley Town. While Northern Ireland under 21 international Jake Dunwoody arrives after a number of years with Stoke City. Dunwoody was at Manchester City before signing with Stoke at the age of 16. Just last week, Declan Devine signed James Akintudi and Adam Hamill. The FAI's finances are to be boosted to the tune of nearly €1.3 million. FIFA is issuing €850,000 grants to each of its 211 member nations to protect and restart football, while an additional €426,000 will be made available for women's football. Each member association will also avail of interest-free loans of up to €4.26 million, capped at 35% of their audited annual revenues. With the rescheduling of the FAI International Awards for 2019, two Northwest players are in the running for gongs. Conor Tourish, who now plays his football with Institute in the Irish League, gets the nomination under Letterkenny Rovers for the Intermediate Player of the Year, while Kieran McDade of Buncrana Hearts is included in the Junior Player of the Year category. Sheffield United pair Enda Stevens and David McGoldrick and veteran Glenn Whelan have been nominated in the senior section. Alan Brown, Josh Cullen and Callum Robinson are the nominees for Young Player of the Year. Shamrock Rovers midfielder Jack Byrne and Dundalk duo Chris Shields and Sean Gannon are the nominees for the SSE Air Trustee League Player of the Year. The English Football Association have confirmed that the Community Shield will take place at Wembley next month. The traditional curtain raiser to the new season will be played between Premier League champions Liverpool and the winner of Saturday's FA Cup final between Chelsea and Arsenal. It will be staged on the 29th of August. The second leg of the Championship playoff semi-final between Brentford and Swansea City takes place at Griffin Park tonight. Swansea lead 1-0 from the first leg. Kickoff is at 7:45. Two games in the Ulster Senior League this evening. Bunnaby United play Derry City Reserves and Letterkenny Rovers are hosting the champions Cock Hill Celtic. Cock Hill, of course, won an 8th consecutive USL title on Sunday past. Both games start at 7:30. Well, at 7 o'clock tonight, there's one match in Division 2 of the Saturday Donegal Junior Football League. It's Capri Rovers Reserves against Castlefin Celtic Reserves. Now, to Gaelic Games, former Meath footballer Bernard Flynn, says the GPA is no longer serving its original function. The Intercounty Players Union released its annual report for 2019 today, showing a turnover of €7.5 million, where the average GPA salary fell slightly to just under €65,000. Flynn told Off the Ball Sports that the Players Association has become toothless.
Under their watch, all of the players and the demands have got worse under their watch. They're the welfare, looking after the welfare of the players, but it's got worse and worse under their watch. They have to answer
for it. Down Club Dundrum have revealed that three of their personnel have tested positive for COVID-19. On Sunday, the club said they had suspended GA activity after one member tested positive for coronavirus. A club statement said that a senior male player and senior female player tested positive in addition to a non-playing member. And horse racing, today's feature behind closed doors at the Galway races is The Plate. The Gordon Elliott-trained Galvan is the current favourite of 22 runners for the 2 mile, 6 furlong chase, which gets underway at 6:45. Finally, in snooker, Antrim's Jordan Brown will face three-time champion Mark Selby in the opening round of the World Snooker Championships, which begins on Friday in Sheffield. Brown clinched his place at his first ever Crucible tournament by defeating Ryan Day in the final qualifying round. The other Antrim man in the field, Mark Allen, is to battle it out with Jamie Clark, while defending champion Judd Trump is up against Tom Ford, with five-time winner Ronnie O'Sullivan to face Thailand's Tipchiaya. Spectators will be allowed into the arena, but their numbers will be limited and players will be behind screens. Well, that's it from the sports desk for today, Michaela. As usual, we're back with more tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, the owner of a South Donegal after a young employee was verbally abused. An increase in tourism has created longer wait time for orders at the seafood shack in Killybegs, especially at peak times. The small takeaway is currently only one of a few operating in the area, and owner Maria Anderson says naturally this will cause delays, but that does not excuse bad manners.
So what I'm having to try and to explain to people is that we have to stop taking orders just for a short while.
Yeah.
While we try and clear our board. And all my lovely staff, I have 11 people employed full-time at the moment. I had heard back then that this lady wasn't happy when the girl said that they needed to take a 20-minute break to clear the orders. We're taking one order from one side of the trailer and then we're serving out the other one order at a time. This particular lady, I think she wasn't happy with the wait. But again, we're lacking facilities in our town, though for some reason all the other businesses that are in the town, they predominantly close. And I'm not currently, we have a lot of people coming to our area and there really isn't a whole lot of places to eat. So maybe this particular lady didn't want to eat at the seafood shack. Again, a lot of people come and travel and they specifically want it. They're happy to sit and wait. This lady just wasn't happy to sit and wait, to order even. And my whole thing this week was that particular lady that I was just so sorry that I wasn't there. So she just happened to corner basically my youngest member, 17, one of the loveliest little girls you'll ever meet, pleasant, so nice. And she really embarrassed her actually by giving out to her about certain aspects of she wasn't happy, happened to wait. But my whole issue is if there's a complaint, I would just much rather that people came to me rather than, because I do have the experience of dealing with people over the years.
Three greenway projects in Donegal have been awarded funding as part of a €4.5 million government announcement today. The funding allocated under the Carbon Tax Fund 2020 provides support for feasibility, planning and design for greenways around the country. Catherine Gaffney has more.
26 projects in total have been successful nationally. The three greenway projects in Donegal are to share €340,000. In a shown greenway is to receive €45,000 for route option selection on an 8-kilometre section from Muff to Quigley's Point, and another €180,000 for route option selection on a 32-kilometre section from Buncrana to Carindunna, while the Foyle Valley Greenway has been successful in obtaining €115,000. Again, to select route options for a 28.5-kilometre section from Carrigans to Castlefin. In a statement, Transport Minister Eamon Ryan said these greenways will encourage tourism in the future and will also provide a safe, segregated space for people walking and cycling.
Whisky has been legally distilled in Donegal for the first time in almost 160 years. Sleeve League Distillers confirmed this week that a double-distilled smoky spirit made from Irish peated malt has been filled into a cask. The company says it's part of the research and development process, which is set to continue while the new whisky distillery at Ardrah is under construction. Co-owner James Doherty says there is a history of whisky distillation in Donegal, and that's a heritage that Sleeve League Distillers want to reclaim and build on. However, he says it will be years before locally distilled whiskey can be bottled and sold.
Not since the distillery in Burt in 1841 that closed has whiskey been distilled in Donegal. And for us, it's always been about trying to reclaim that distilling heritage. There's an Ulster style of single malt that was peated that had to compete with the potcheen that was being made at that time in the sort of late 1890s. And I suppose our view of what we should be trying to do is to reclaim that taste that really could only come from Donegal. Our ambition is not a sort of small tourist business, but it's to be a scalable spirits company that is based in southwest Donegal. So selling internationally a sort of 150,000 cases of Irish whiskey in a style that's true to Donegal, which would make us differentiated. It's a highly different, hopefully it's kind of highly profitable, and therefore we can kind of create significant employment for the long term.
How far down the line is it going to be before you believe you can actually go into what would be regarded as viable commercial production of the self-distilled brand?
What we're doing now is laying down whiskies that are of different styles, because each batch will be slightly different. But when the Ardrah distillery comes on tap, I mean, the stills for that are arriving in February next year. We'll be distilling sort of late spring next year. That's when everything starts to happen. But even then, you're 3 years before you can release anything, and really 8 years before the pot still is kind of commercially at its peak, and 10 years for the single malt.
Weather now. Outbreaks of rain will continue this evening and tonight, with lowest temperatures of 11 to 13 degrees and moderate to fresh southerly winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, crews from the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service continue to work to contain a major fire at Foyle Port in Derry this evening. A major incident was declared after the blaze broke out at a large green shed shortly before 11 o'clock this morning. 95% of people in Donegal who have been contacted for COVID-19 testing have shown up, according to latest figures from the HSC. However, concern still remains over those not attending. A Donegal publican has urged the government to proceed with the opening of pubs on August the 10th, saying there is an epidemic of loneliness facing rural areas. Speaking to Kieran O'Donnell on Highland Radio's Business Matters podcast, Johnny McGuinness of McGuinness's Bar Culdaff said the past number of months has been devastating, not only for pubs but also for their customers. And Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty has hit out at the Taoiseach after he allegedly made a very serious allegation about the funding of the Sinn Féin Deputy Leader's constituency office. A huge row ensued between Deputy Doherty and Micheál Martin in the Dáil Chamber yesterday as politicians' salaries were being discussed. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, July the 29th. The death has taken place of Tommy Toon Graham, 10 St John's Place, Strabane. Funeral leaving his home on Friday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 10 o'clock, interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, mcnmedia.tv/camera/Church of the Immaculate Conception Strabane. The death has occurred of Bridget McIntyre, née Doddy, Beechwood Avenue, Ballybuffet, and formerly of Drumaconu, Churchill. Funeral leaving her daughter Siobhan's home, Beechwood Avenue, Ballybuffet, on Friday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorlar at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Temple Douglas Cemetery, Churchill. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorlar. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, if so desired, to Mary's Meals at marysmeals.ie/donate. In compliance with current government restrictions, the wake and funeral will be private to family only, please. And the death has taken place of Margaret Maggie Walsh, Killalay, née Fury, formerly Letcher Train, Letcher Barrow, County Donegal. A private wake and funeral will take place due to current restrictions. Funeral cortege from her late residence tomorrow at 12:30 for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church at Killalay. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Comber Road.